My question of the day is, do I really miss him, or do I miss being treated like shit?
And here's the thing, right? These girls, they choose Chad every time. They choose the guys that treat them terribly. And then they complain about the guys they choose when they could have chosen a good man the whole time. Disaster.
If you're sending the same nude to multiple men, you need to be doing this. Go to the Notes app on your phone and write down the name of every single man on your roster and assign each one a number.
On your roster? Like, this is a normal thing. Okay, why are you sending the same nude to multiple men? That's what I want to know. Like, what kind of behavior is this? Like, all that it signals is that you're the town bicycle. What are you doing?
Or if you're psycho like me, you can just reference your Excel spreadsheet because it's already well organized and numbered. Now, find the nude that you want to send and open it in an editing app. I like to use PixArt. Anyone works fine.
What a disaster.
Zoom into the background of the nude, and you want to put a tiny, tiny number that corresponds to the number of the man that you're sending it to, so that if it ever gets leaked, you know it was him who did it.
Yeah, guys, disaster, right? Like, again, that these girls are doing this instead of talking to each other and realizing that you shouldn't be having a roster of men and sending nudes to all of them, you know, in a world where everything you put on the internet stays there forever. Like imagine the girl gets married, she has children. In 10 years, somebody shows the nudes that the girl posted when she was like 10 years younger, shows them to all the friends. How embarrassing is that? You see what I'm saying? You need to be very careful as women what you're doing, right? This is a disaster, guys. Okay, let's continue.
Good men that have been cheated on and embarrassed don't really do relationships and feelings. So if he's trying with you, it's real.
No, not necessarily. In fact, many guys fake the whole relationship, and Chad especially. So no, that's terrible advice to be giving girls. Okay, let's continue.
So he says you don't need any makeup. He says you look better without it? Oh, and you don't need those cute clothes either? And you don't need to dye your hair?
Or have nice nails? Darling, sit down with me. Did you know that one of the ways that North Korea controls its people is by not letting them have their own hair, makeup, or style? That's not why he's saying that. The reason why he's saying that is because he doesn't want you to be fake from head to toe. He wants to see the real you. He wants to see the you without makeup because he wants to be attracted to the real you. And if he's not attracted to the real you, he wants to know right away. Hello and welcome to Helios Blog. My name is Helios here for another reaction video. If you're new to the content, liking the channel, please give me a sub, hit all for notifications. If you're listening on the podcast, give me a 5-star review, give me a follow. If you agree or disagree with my commentary, please, that's what the comment section is for. And if you'd like to support me, I do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/theheliosblog. Please support me there. Thank you so much. Let's continue. Yeah, comparing men in 2022 to North Korea is ridiculous. Okay, next. Okay, this is just a girl who's like dancing and showing off her body on a truck or something. Yeah, she's just trying to like be as attention seeking as possible. Oh, this is this is a bridal shower. It's like what's it called, a bachelorette party. So again, guys, we're not out here marrying these girls who are this attention-seeking. By the way, if you're getting married in 2022 or cohabitating or having children with these girls in the West, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is not what we're out here doing. It's just stupid. Don't do it. When he's a woke, educated king who loves me despite my diagnosis.
You're so crazy.
He's a woke, educated king. Right, but okay, if the girl has some kind of disease like this, right, what does it imply? It implies that she's slept around enough to get that, which implies that you shouldn't be with her, right? She's already demonstrated what kind of girl she is. Why are you giving her a serious relationship now? Anyway, I really don't understand. Okay, let's continue. Woke, educated king.
Read this comment.
An average wedding in America is $30K. We decided if we are spending that much, it's money, that much money, it's going to be entirely on us and do a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
And then read it again and again. She's not wrong.
That's right.
The average American wedding
is enough to bankrupt
some people. And that is a crime. It should be a crime. It is an absolute horror. The fact that the wedding industry has come up with so many different ways.
That's not the problem, okay? The problem is not the $30,000 wedding, okay? Because you could just go to the, you know, to the courthouse and sign, you know, wedding papers and you're done. The problem is that this is the cultural norm. It's expected for a man to drop $30,000 on a wedding ring and to drop $30,000 on a wedding, to drop $100,000 on a trip. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about extravagantly spending money and treating your girl like a princess, like a queen, like she's on The Bachelor, right? Or the Bachelorette or whatever. We're not out here doing this stuff, guys. Like, guys, this is the most idiotic thing you can do in the West, getting married and having children and cohabitating. Don't do it. Again, you can do these things. You just can't do them in the West. Because if you do them in the West, what's going to happen is after all of the, you know, the dust settles, you know, after everything has happened, 5 years down the line when you have some children, she can cheat on you, she can divorce you, she can take your money, in alimony and child support, take your children and brainwash your children against you. And she can do it by cheating on you. She can do it by being bad. And there's nothing you can do. That is the state of 2022, the laws. So we're not out here getting married. The problem is not the cost of the wedding. The problem is the social norms, okay? Okay, let's continue.
To scam you out of so much money. It's so sad. It's honestly disgusting. You put the word wedding in front of anything and okay. It is literally so difficult to plan a wedding for under $10,000. It's hard. Disgusting, honestly.
When you see two different guys post the same baby. I just mind my business. Okay, anyway. Had babies for the sole purpose of selling them to the highest bidder? What? Okay, no, we're not touching this. Okay, next. Dad, who paid for everything, still hit with retroactive child support.
After 7 years of marriage, they had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. Dad moved out. He left mom and the kids in the house. But he did this. He continued to pay the house note. He continued to pay mom's car note. He continued to pay the insurance. He continued to pay all the household bills, cable, electric, everything in the house. He continued to pay. And he felt like this was supporting his kids. Now, what he didn't do is he didn't pay a specific amount for child support, and he didn't buy food, clothes, things like that for the kids. So the case drug on for about 2 years. As the case drew to a close, mom argued that dad should have to pay retroactive child support for 2 years. From dad's perspective, he was paying this by paying the house note, the car note, all these other bills. He was essentially helping the kids and paying for child support. The court disagreed, hit dad with $22,000 of retroactive child support. That doesn't seem fair, does it?
So imagine. You're this guy, you're the dad, and you paid the mortgage, the car, you literally paid for every single thing that allowed for the comfort of your wife and children. You paid for all that, and still, the wife is not happy. And it doesn't surprise anyone then that the guy left, right? Because imagine that level of entitlement. All right, let's go to the article. 5 reasons your spouse wants a divorce. Truth revealed. It is a fact. It's a perfect segue. It's a fact that 80% of divorces are initiated by women. By the way, over 50% of marriages end in divorce in the West. It's actually more than 50 now. Since men have way more to lose, they very often do not divorce. Let me explain the main reasons why women divorce, okay? So here we go. Number one is money issues. The main reason divorce happens is due to money. The man isn't earning enough, the woman feels unstable, she then leaves to find a more stable partner. This could be prevented if the man was earning over $100,000 per year, but since only about 10% of men in the West are earning this amount, it's actually less, it's a rare situation indeed. Sadly, marriage is becoming more and more an elite institution. Average men are better off not getting married at all than divorcing because they could not meet being in the 90th percentile of earning money. Number two, weak leader. A lot of marriages end because the woman was steering the relationship and not the man. The man is supposed to be the leader. This is why the yes, dear, or happy wife, happy life relationship doesn't work. It leads to severe unhappiness and often divorce. The real phrase is happy husband, happy life. If this isn't followed, divorce isn't far away. Unaware of gender roles is number three. Many men and women today are unaware of the proper gender roles, and so their relationships go to ruin. Here are the proper gender roles. Men are the protectors and providers. Women are the nurturers and helpmates. The man is supposed to lead. The woman is supposed to follow. What you'll find is that even two generations ago, your grandparents' generation, everyone knew what the roles were and relationships were much happier. Nowadays, with womanist equalism, everyone is miserable. We know what works, the old system. That's what we should go back to. If not, divorce looms. Number four, unattractive to other women. It is a fact that women want men that other women want. This means that you as a man should never tell the woman that you're monogamous. When she feels she has to work and fight in order to keep you, your relationship will be stable. Women, due to hypergamy, want superior partners. By the way, if you don't believe me, it's a fact that even with enforced marriage and monogamy in all of human history, only 40% of men reproduced, whereas 80% of women did. Twice as many women reproducing as men tells you without a doubt that women want superior men. If your woman does not believe that she's with a superior partner, divorce will likely occur. Number five is unmotivated. Men need to stay sharp to stay in their relationships. You cannot falter or stumble if you want a successful relationship. That means you must be reaching for ever greater goals in your life as a man. When your girl sees that you're not her priority, but your mission and your own success in life, she'll want to stay with you for the benefits. Women's love is conditional and unfortunately, that's just how it is. If you're unmotivated and lazy, you're sure to be divorced. This is also why you must remain physically fit. Now, I didn't mention this article, but I should. Another large reason why the spouse divorces is because society encourages her in every respect to get divorced. Look at Sex and the City, for example, the TV show. Desperate Housewives, look at that. And not only this, all of the cultural trends, they encourage women to get divorced and even reward them actively for getting divorced. Because when women get divorced, they get cash and prizes, as you saw in that previous TikTok we saw, right? So because women get cash and prizes for divorce, they're incentivized to do it, and many do. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why divorces are initiated 80% by women. All right. Again, guys, if you've gotten to this point in the video, I really appreciate it. You're fantastic. Let's continue back to the video here. When you're a real teacher but fail at homeschooling. So again, guys, this is what happens when there's no man in the house, right? There's no man to set boundaries. So, because women are very difficult, very bad at setting boundaries, what ends up happening is the boundaries aren't followed and the kids grow like weeds, right? This is why you need a man and a woman in the household. You need a man for the boundaries and a woman for the emotional support, right? So the usually what happens in the marriage when you have children is the man says no, like the husband says no and the wife says yes, right? And so, but the wife always defers to the husband. So if the man makes a decision, everybody knows that that's the decision, you see? And it works really well. But nowadays, the man is being pushed out of the house and that's the result. All right, let's continue.
What is something you found out late in life that you should...
That you should have known earlier but didn't, is what it says.
That my body and looks and sexual... like desirability was not always going to be the same.
That was not evergreen. That's right. So many girls learn too late. They learn it at the epiphany phase. Okay. So the epiphany phase is age 29 to 35. That's when women realize that they're not going to be as beautiful or their value is going down and it will never be as high as it was before. Right. Like many women when they're 18 to 23, They have no idea that the gravy train won't run forever. And so they act as though they have time and they do all these destructive things, all these things that destroy their bodies. And then later on, they get punished for it, not realizing that they should have capitalized on the opportunity earlier.
Entire life, and that it was like at its peak in my early 20s, and that I should like use that to my advantage in life.
Right.
That I shouldn't like give up the cat, whatever you want to call it, like so early and make men actually chase you because,
right.
You know, that's the game. Like that's our power as women.
Right.
And that the sexual marketplace is not the same when you're dating in your 30s as right. when you're dating in your 20s. So maybe take it a little bit more seriously.
Right.
When you're in your 20s at your most powerful.
Right. That's okay. So before, mothers and grandmothers would teach you this. Before, your dad would teach you this. Your grandpa would teach you this. Your neighbors would teach you this. Your aunt and uncle would teach you this. Every single person around you, including the school teachers, everybody told you this. And so the girls knew. And so they got married at 21, 22. That's what used to happen. And guess what? That led to stable families, that led to nuclear families, that led to closer families, that led to children that had both parents in the house. Now look at the result of society, right? The result of society now is, guess what? We have no stable society because there's single mothers everywhere. There's girls who are alpha widows everywhere. There's miserable 35-year-old women with cats and boxed wine. And who loses? Actually, women lose. Because the reason why men don't lose is because men can actually be alone and not be miserable. They can be single and not be miserable. They can deal with being alone much better. Look at nomads. Look at monks. Like there have been men that have lived their whole lives and never been with a woman and been fine, right? Okay, they didn't access every aspect of life possible, right? But for a girl, if she doesn't have children and doesn't reproduce, it's like it's over. Right, it's they end up miserable, and that's why right now the rates of taking medication and stuff is up, because of that. Okay, onto the fake Tinder profile. So again, you can just Google this, right? You can just Google this, but again, even on fake Tinder profiles, there's still a lot to be learned. Okay, so. This is the girls, and they're all 19 years old. And look, there's six of them here. So it says, message first to tell us which girl you swiped for to talk to her. We may look sweet, but we're actually, weirdos. Don't worry, we are all in on this. And then they put their TikTok. So the point is this. Birds of a feather flock together, okay? So all of these girls, they're all chasing Chad. You see, they're all encouraging each other to chase Chad. They're all encouraging each other to make bad decisions. This is why I say that your girl should not have any female friends. You see? Because this is what happens. And I'll bet these girls all go clubbing together. They go partying together. They go chasing Chad together. You see? And all of these girls, by following this and encouraging each other to do this, they encourage each other's destruction. Right? And imagine, one of these girls gets a boyfriend. All five of the rest are crabs in the bucket. They're jealous. They're going to push the girl to end the relationship because they're jealous of what their friend has. And because of that, the girl is going to end up alone and miserable. You see? So that is not... So that's why one of the relationship rules is what it is. And notice their age as well. They're 19. So this is what girls are doing from the age of 18 to 23 when they're in their absolute prime. Because of womanism and the matriarchy, women are brainwashed to believe that this is what they should be doing. And so they do it. And they ruin their lives in the future as a result. So I'm just telling you guys, that is how it goes in the modern day. So be on the lookout for this. All right, this one is done. Let's go to the next compilation here.
Mom?
Yeah?
What would you do if I got kidnapped?
I'd send them a thank you message.
The girl is so entitled that her mom... Oh my god.
You wouldn't do anything to get me back?
No, and I'll send them another message if they can take you, a youngest sister.
Amazing. Again, before, what would happen is that, like, mothers, grandmothers, everybody would teach the kids how to act properly. They'd have a father in the house, etc. And there wouldn't be this terrible behavior, right? Or there would be, but there would be less of it. Okay, let's see what this guy says.
So everybody keeps asking me, Steven, why are you single? Or how are you single? The answer's simple. Dating in this f***ing era, it sucks.
Dating does suck. In 2022, it's terrible. Because so many girls are using dating apps. There's alpha widows everywhere. There's girls out to use you and like take free dinners off of you and then blame you when you don't pay, etc. It's crazy. You get married, you get divorced, and they take the children, child support, and they turn their kids against you. Like, it's just utter, like, you have to look for red flags like early, otherwise you're going to get screwed. Like, dating is really, really bad in 2022, guys.
It f***ing sucks.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
And then what does a good man do?
Yeah, exactly. Small waist, pretty face with a big bang. Okay, she's just, this girl's just showing off her body, like, okay. Next. Again, it's just like, guys, these girls on TikTok, right? They're just there for male validation, male attention. And if the girl is the type of girl that would do that, you don't want to date her. So, anyway, let's look at the next one. I'm 18, doesn't party, drink, smoke, vape, and I'm saving myself until marriage. Fantastic. So why is she on TikTok? Oh, did she say psych? Oh, and then she's like, psych, been an alcoholic since day one. And then she starts dancing around. Breathe nicotine like it's air, party every weekend. And lost. Yeah, and then, oh my god. Now it's just satire. I'm a horrible mother of four at 19 somehow. Yeah, it's no way. All right. Okay. Next, let's go to the article. 10 ways men can combat entitlement in public. You see? Because men have to control their behaviors because men are the worst. No, we're not going to talk to that. Don't act like the world is your living room and call out men who do. This one's simple. Be aware of the physical space you take up in public, on trains, in coffee shops, at the library, on airplanes. I'm plenty guilty of waking up on a plane only to realize my large legs have taken over some of the space afforded to my neighbor when they bought the ticket. I simply apologize and reposition myself. See a dude with his feet up and shoes off in a crowded Starbucks? Politely ask him to consider how much space he's using. Yeah, because guys need to control their behavior at all times. It's not okay for guys to take up space. Using your voice, step up and step back. Again, men need to be useful idiots, so they need to not speak up. Using your voice, step up and step back. I'm a loudmouth and it's easy for me to dominate conversation. Okay, this girl's just telling on herself, right? But you know what I've noticed? Far more men are on this than women. Thus, when we're part of a conversation, whether it's the latest Spider-Man movie or on the best way to dismantle the patriarchy, already happened, we need to be aware of how much we're talking. You see, it's not just physical space which men need to feel entitled. Thus, we should be aware of how much we're talking, and if we're talking a whole bunch, step back. If we notice that men are dominating the conversation, we should step up simply to point it out and call men out to reflect that. So again, basically, in all things, men need to be pushed back. You see? That's the implication. Work to end street harassment. A simple way is not to harass women on the street. Yeah, men don't do this. It's very, very rare, especially in the West. Very rare. Not all street harassment is a lewd comment. Street harassment can be leering, which is like looking. Yeah, don't look at pretty girls, guys. That's not allowed. Don't look at pretty girls. Ask them permission before you look at them, because they're all queens. Yeah, ridiculous. Refuse to use language that's against women and call out men who do. This language is pervasive, from the common usage of the B word to calling someone hysterical to referring to women as crazy. There are endless ways that language against women makes its way into the vernacular. Worse, when men are only around other men, the hyper bedroom fun language often gets pulled out, objectifying women. Yeah. So again, What is the implication? They want you to control your language. They want you to control your actions. It's like 1984, right? They have control over you if they have control over your language. So again, you need to refuse to do this stuff. This is ridiculous. Keep your clothes on. Man, I used to love to streak. Any chance I got, I was running around naked in public. But it wasn't until some people called me in to consider the roots of bedroom fun, male entitlement present in my streaking that I realized it wasn't just good fun. But it doesn't have to be as overt as streaking for male bodies to dominate space. Have you ever been in a crowded area on a hot summer day when a guy takes off his shirt? First, he ensures that his sweaty body rubs up against other people, but he also exerts his privilege as other people don't have the privilege of going topless in public. Like, this is ridiculous. Demonstrate clear consent. Yes, because that's what women want. Women want all men to ask permission. Can I kiss you? Can I touch you? Can I hug you? Can I have bedroom fun with you, etc.? Yeah, there's nothing more attractive than this. And I'm sure that all of the chads that these girls choose, I'm sure they all do exactly that. They demonstrate clear consent. This is, again, rules for one type of male, but not for others, right? It's ridiculous, guys. And frankly, they even know it. Also, notice how the girl in the article, she said she used to love streaking, she used to have her fun, she used to, but now she's X, talking about how in the past she was, let's just say, crazy, and now she's not, you know, like, it's just, guys, it's not subtle, okay? All right, we're going to end the video there. Again, if you're new to the channel, liking the content, please hit the sub, hit all for notifications. If you are listening on the podcast, give me a 5-star review, give me a follow. If you agree or disagree with my commentary, please leave a comment. That's what the comment section is for. If you'd like to support me, I have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/theHelios blog, and that would be fantastic if you supported me there. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to my content. I really do appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Please remember to do all of the following. Like the video for the algorithm. Comment on the video. I respond to all comments and I'll give you a heart. Subscribe and hit the bell so you can see my content on your feed. Check out all of my content on other platforms. It spreads the reach of the channel. YouTube, bit.ly/HeliosYouTube. Rumble, bit.ly/HeliosRumble. My blog is realheliosblog.com. My podcast, bit.ly/heliospodcast. My Patreon, patreon.com/theheliosblog. You can also support the show at bit.ly/heliosdonations and buy my books at bit.ly/heliosbooks. Thank you so much for all of your support.